Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing the precious Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and then our morning worship service begins at 11 o'clock. This afternoon's service is at 4 o'clock, and we invite you to come to all of these Lord's Day services. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet again for our midweek Bible study. So we invite you to come and trust that you will, and know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God with God's people. We do want to say that if there are times that you have questions concerning what we believe at Independence Baptist Church, we'd be glad to share with you those things. If you have particular questions, we would be glad to answer any questions that we are able to. We've been speaking the last few Sunday mornings concerning the doctrine of eternal security. And of course, we know that this is a doctrine that a lot of people just don't like, because they feel that if we believe in the doctrine of eternal security, then a person would not be faithful to God. And yet, rather, the very opposite is really true. A person that is trusting God for their salvation, they're trusting what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary, can have a great peace knowing that they are kept not by their works or by their acts or by their deeds, but rather that their salvation is kept in the hand of the living God. And God will never, ever cause us to stumble or fall away from Him in such a way that we would be lost once that we're saved. We spoke last Sunday morning, and we didn't get quite through with the subject, but we were speaking concerning the doctrine of total depravity. And this is one reason that our salvation is forever, and that is because that we could not save ourselves. It was impossible. God had to save us. And when God saved us, He saved us eternally. Just as God is eternal, so our salvation is eternal, because it is based upon what He's done and not upon what we've done. We want to continue in this study concerning our total depravity and our total wretchedness and our wickedness and being away from God. If you would, look in the book of Titus, chapter 3. Titus, chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. And we'd like to notice some things here that the Apostle Paul wrote to a preacher, brethren, by the name of Titus. Now, of course, Paul was an older minister. He is writing to this young man, Timothy, instructing him in the way that he ought to conduct his life and to conduct his ministry before God. Look, in Titus chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work." Now, this is just some instructions that Paul is telling this young man, Timothy, that he ought to do. So, Timothy, he says, whenever you're preaching, you stand up there and you tell these people that they're supposed to mind the civil authorities. You're supposed to mind the magistrates, or that is, the laws of the land. And then he says in verse 2, Now Titus, you go ahead and you tell these people that they are to speak evil of no man, that they're not to be brawlers, that is, wrestlers, are people that wanting to fight all the time. Tell them, Titus, that they are to be gentle, that they're to show meekness unto all men. And then notice what he says in verse 3. "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Who is Paul talking about? Well, Paul is talking about himself. And Paul here is making the statement that before he was saved, he was in exactly the same situation as every other lost person. There is no difference. A person that is lost is just simply lost. There is nothing that he has that he can bring before God. There is nothing that he can say, I am good before God. The Bible said, and here Paul said about himself, we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. We were disobedient. We were deceived. And my, the world is deceived. Lost folks are deceived into thinking that they have some kind of righteousness all of their own. And there's nothing. A person without Jesus Christ is absolutely nothing and has no hope in this world at all. The Bible said here, and Paul said about himself, that he was serving divers lusts. And the word divers there means many. Manifold. Serving many lusts and pleasures. He was living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That is the purpose of a lost person's life. It's just to live for all they can get. Think with me just for a minute about the me generation. This is that group of people that are growing up and are prevalent in our society today who feel that they must gather to themselves all that they can gather. They want everything for themselves. They are very aggressive. There's even courses that you can take to learn how to be more aggressive. The Bible said in Titus chapter 3 and verse 3, that's the way lost people are. Because they know that they just have a little time. Now notice in verse 4, what was it that made a difference in Paul's life? You know, Paul was a wicked man before he was saved. Paul was a man who had actually killed saved people. He had divided families of believers and put people in prison because they served the living God. But notice what Paul said about himself in verse 4. He says, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. How did you get saved, Paul? And read here in verse 5. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Look it with me here. Paul said, Jesus is what's made the difference in my life. He said, I used to just live a wretched sinner's life, desiring things, wanting things, hating people, and hating one another. I was envious. I was living in all kinds of lust and pleasure. But when the kindness of God and the love of God, our Savior, toward me appeared, there was a difference came in my life. Oh, listen. I'm saved today not because that I'm a preacher, but I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God that touched my own unworthy soul and cleansed me from unrighteousness and filth. I today can stand and give credit to God Almighty for what He's done for me. I can take no credit of my own. And today, if you're truly saved and you look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can say with the Apostle Paul, and you can say with me, it is what God has done for me and not what I have done for God. Paul said that he had received the remission of sins abundantly because God was the one that made the difference. Look with me now in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Oh, read this precious verse. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible said, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. What does the word quickened mean? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, "And you hath he quickened." The word quickened there means to be made alive. "And you hath he made alive, which were dead in trespasses and in sins." What does the word dead mean? It simply means without life. And here God has come into the heart of a lost sinner who is dead, who has no spiritual life. And Jesus Christ has forgiven him of his wickedness. He's cleansed him in his own blood, and he's given him life. Just like God came down in the Garden of Eden and took a piece of dust of clay. He rolled all this clay up, and there he formed man. And then the Bible says that God breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So it is today with that person that is lost. Their spirits are dead in sin. They have no recognition whatsoever of God. But it is by the preaching of the Word of God that the Holy Spirit comes down and God breathes life into the heart of the unbeliever, and he's then saved by the grace of the Almighty God. This is why that we believe in the doctrine of eternal security. It's because that we were lost. We were helpless. We had nothing to give to God. And God gave us salvation. And so we know that we're kept in God. We have nothing at all except He give it to us. The Bible said in verse 2 and 3, I'm going to read this because there's some people that might think they're different from other people. There's some people that say, "Oh, I've been saved, but I wasn't quite as bad a sinner as the other person was." Read what this says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. The Bible said, "Wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." All read those verses, and this we know, that every person is exactly the same in the eyes of God. Every person without God is hopeless and doomed to hell. It may be today that you are wealthy. It makes no difference before God. You're going to die and go to hell anyway. It may be that you're prestigious, that you have a good reputation, that you're well known in the community, and that you have great influence politically or with your friends and neighbors. And it makes no difference with God. Today, if you're lost, you're just like everybody else. It just may be that you're a poor person, that nobody hardly knows you're alive. You just make minimum wage and you just scrape by. Let me tell you, that doesn't make any difference with God either. If you're lost, the availability of salvation is there. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved. And then when He saves you, when God saves you, then you're saved eternally. You'll be saved just as long as God is alive. And He will never, ever die. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We're not quite finished with the subject, the Lord willing. We'll continue this study of the eternal security of the believer next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. In the meantime, we invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and we trust that you will. We'll be praying for you. If there are questions, we'll be glad to help you with those things. Thank you now for listening.